I'm Phil Nee with news. On Friday morning, emergency crews responded to a rollover accident involving a pickup truck and a livestock trailer on northbound US 151. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reported that the incident occurred shortly after 7 a.m. near exit 40 in the Mineral Point area. According to the investigation, the crash was caused when a 22-year-old male from Oklahoma fell asleep while driving a 2022 Ford F-250. The vehicle drifted into the median before crossing back over the northbound lanes and rolling over. Both the truck and the trailer eventually came to a rest off the roadway. Three people were inside the vehicle when the rollover occurred. All occupants were fortunate to escape with either minor or no injuries, and none required transportation by ambulance to a hospital. The driver has been issued citations for inattentive driving and child restraint violations. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Mineral Point Police Department, Fire Department, and EMS, as well as Dodgeville EMS. A three-vehicle collision at the intersection of U.S. Highway 161 and County Highway X resulted in several injuries and significant damage on Wednesday, Sheriff Dale McCulloch reports. The incident began when Heather Alexander, 46, of Soldiers Grove, was traveling westbound on County Highway X in a 2015 Dodge Durango. As Alexander attempted to cross U.S. Highway 61, her vehicle struck the driver's side of a southbound 2018 Dodge ProMaster cargo van, driven by Jesse Johnson of Onalaska. The force of the impact caused Johnson's van to overturn and veer into the northbound lane of U.S. Highway 61. There it collided with a 2023 Ford F-150 operated by 73-year-old Michael Schoenbalen of Moline, Illinois. The van ultimately came to a rest on its passenger side in a nearby ditch. Medical personnel transported Schoenbalen and his four passengers to a local hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Johnson and a passenger in the cargo van also sustained minor injuries. Alexander and her passenger were reported to be uninjured. Two of the involved vehicles sustained heavy damage and required towing from the scene. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Soldiers Grove Fire Department, North Crawford Rescue, Okooch Mountain Rescue, and the Crawford County Highway Department. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that bonus antlerless harvest authorizations for the 2026 gun deer season will become available starting at 10 a.m. on Monday. Purchases can be made through the Go Wild online portal or at official licensed sales locations. To manage the expected high volume of traffic, an online quelling system will be implemented. Customers entering the Go Wild site between 9:45 and 10 a.m. will be randomly assigned a spot in a virtual queue, while those arriving after 10 a.m. will be added to the end of the line in order of arrival. The cost is set at $12 for Wisconsin residents, $20 for non-residents, and $5 for youth hunters ages 11 and under. Additionally, beginning this year, all users with existing Go Wild accounts are required to use their established username and password for login. New users will be prompted to create those credentials to access their accounts. Hunters are encouraged to verify their account information and review the current deer management unit maps prior to the start of the sales period to ensure a smooth transaction. The Richland Center High School Theater Department will be holding a trivia night and silent auction tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Registration will be held from 6 until 6:30. Trivia will get underway at 7. Teams of up to 8 people can take part. Entry fee is $10 per person. Also during the evening, there will be a silent auction. All money raised from the event will help the RCHS Theater Department fund their upcoming musical production. AJ Clone is a member of the Theater Department. Drama Club, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, so all proceeds are going straight into putting on Mamma Mia this November for the music department. Everything's done by students, so all the help we can get would be amazing.
All are welcome to be a part of the Richland Center High School Theater Department's Trivia Night and Silent Auction tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, starting at 6 o'clock. For Pete's Sake, Day in the Park will be held tomorrow from 8 until 7 at Spring Green Municipal Park. For Pete's Sake provides relief to distressed River Valley residents who face extraordinary financial needs and who are unable, through no fault of their own, to provide for themselves. Todd Miller, who is with For Pete's Sake, talks about the organization and how it started.
There was a young man named Peter Greenwood who was very athletic in high school, and he was having some pain. And they diagnosed it eventually as cancer. And so they ended up having to do a partial amputation, try to get rid of the cancer. And so he was hoping that he could, you know, remain active and get an athletic prosthetic leg. And this is around the time where the Gulf War made prosthetics much more popular, and they were much more plentiful down the road than they were back then. So this was a $45,000 question. And so we managed to do enough to raise enough money to do that. There was a variety of little fundraisers around the community. And then the Day in the Park, which was the first year we did it. And we made enough money to get him his leg. And then we had money left over. And we talked with the family, and they decided that this should go on, you know, and pay it forward. So we've been able to do it ever since.
Since 2005, For Pete's Sake has raised over $1,600,000 and helped to change the lives of over 125 River Valley area residents. Funds raised at this year's Day in the Park event will help 2026 recipients, Troy Vanderheiden and the family of the late Steve Hilston. Day in the Park will feature a wide variety of activities.
We've got activities to rum walk, pickleball, bike ride. So that all starts between 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning. There's going to be bands from 11 o'clock until 7, a mixture of jazz and folk and things. So pretty mellow, very family friendly. We've got a silent auction with some incredible stuff in it. You can go to our website and check all of that out at forpetesake.com.
All are welcome to attend For Pete's Sake Day in the Park tomorrow from 8 until 7 at Spring Green Municipal Park. The Riverdale FFA alumni will be sponsoring an event tomorrow night that everyone in attendance will enjoy watching. Callie Coe, an ag teacher and FFA advisor for Riverdale.
We are going to be hosting a Dairyland Donkey Baseball Show in Muscadet at the JC Park on August 16th, starting at 6 p.m. And it is a family show, a lot of laughs. We're going to have four teams, hopefully, with the Riverdale staff being a team. Our Riverdale FFA chapter, they have to be 16 and older, so our juniors and seniors in FFA are going to participate on a team as well. And then we're also going to have an FFA alumni team, and they will be pitted against each other in a kind of a four-team format as of now.
Tickets are $10 in advance and $15 at the gate. Concession stands will be available with food and refreshments throughout the evening. Bring your lawn chairs, blankets, and your biggest cheers for an evening packed with laughs, friendly competition, and community spirit. Be sure to attend and bring the whole family to Dairyland Donkey Baseball tomorrow night at 6 at JC Park in Muscadet. A Walk with Grace motorcycle ride will be held tomorrow. Vehicles will leave Honkers outside of Muscadet at noon and drive to Rockton for chicken. Following the chicken dinner, participants will return to Muscadet and enjoy cake and ice cream at Sportsman's Lounge. Everyone is welcome to take part, and all vehicles are welcome. Cost is a $10 donation, which will help benefit Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. For more information, contact Tom Hendricks at 608-739-4321. The 23rd annual Walk with Grace was held last night at Crosscut Park. Even though the rain dampened the pavement, the mood of the crowd stayed warm. As it was announced, Grace has collected $348,690.46. A reminder that any funds collected through the end of August will count toward this year's total. Two $1,000 winners were drawn late in the evening in the Grace raffle. The big winners were Gail Volstead and Rhonda Marish, both of Richland Center. Congratulations to them. By the way, today's winners of $100 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Dennis Kataravic of Hillsboro on ticket number 828 and Heather Boyer of Richland Center on ticket number 138. And residents of Boscobel are invited to the second Harvest Mobile Food Distribution on Tuesday. The event will be held in the ICC Catholic Church parking lot beginning at 9:30, continuing until the food has been distributed. The program is open to everyone and no questions will be asked of those attending. The only information required from participants is the total number of individuals living in their household. For those interested in the specific items being offered, the menu will be available late on Monday.